Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. ...8:47, Thursday morning here on KSJE. We have an extra segment for you this morning, and we are talking about art today on KSJE, and theatrical art is also part of our topic today, because with me now in the studio, three guests from Theater Ensemble Arts who are putting the final touches on their latest production at Lyons Wilderness Park Amphitheater, Much Ado About Nothing. Britt Ward is here with me this morning. He is the director of this production. Britt, welcome back to KSJE.
Hey, thank you for having me, Scott. I always love being here.
You're good. You're welcome. Good to have you here on a busy week, I know. So I really appreciate all of you getting up early or just staying up from last night's rehearsal. I'm not sure which one it was to be here with me this morning. Also joining us this morning, Stephanie Lewis is here, one of the actors. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Christopher Spinner is here as well, another actor in the production. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And like, we always appreciate having a place to come and talk about our show on KSG. It's just really great to have this station.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that plug. We appreciate that. So this is the Mutual Admiration Society.
And yeah, there'll be a lot of that.
All of that. But yes, but it's great to have you guys here because you guys are doing community theater. You've been doing it for how many seasons? We were talking about that. You were talking about that before we came on the air.
I'm going to get it wrong, but I think it's 25 seasons and 26 years. Is that right, Chris?
I think it's right. If not, Joey Herring will be texting us to complain
in a moment.
About how we're
all of your phones will blow up in 1 second. Okay,
yeah, but we'll call it that.
Not a problem. But you've been around for a long time, TEA, and it's been great. And so your latest production is this William Shakespeare, Much Ado About Nothing, and outdoors. Lyons Wilderness Park Amphitheater, and so talk to me a little bit about this show. How is it going, Mr. Director?
Well, it's actually going very well. Shakespeare's always a bit of a challenge, right? The language is a challenge. The just trying to figure out how you're going to do it classically, or if we're going to modernize, which we did. There's a lot that goes into Shakespeare, even when you do it as low budget as we do, where it's a lot of, I don't want to say low budget, that makes it sound cheap. But
yeah,
the
stage is not low budget.
No.
This is not a low budget production.
No, you're absolutely right. But in terms of just the actual, those comedies, especially the romantic ones, tend to be, there's no fighting or anything. It's just a lot of, it's relationship drama, right? And there's still a lot of challenge to approaching that, and so this has been, I always use the concept of the train that's coming while you're laying down the tracks, and that's very much been this show.
Okay, all right. And so you've changed it a little bit, though. It's not maybe more the more traditional interpretation, I guess, of Shakespeare, and judging from the poster, I'm going to say maybe there's an 80s twist to this, or am I just
more
getting
90s.
the wrong vibe from the poster?
More 90s.
Oh, more 90s. Well, there you go. Okay, got it. And so how fun has that been to do? Has that been fun, or has that been a challenge?
Well, both. Definitely
okay, all
both.
Right. All right.
I think some of the fun comes from the challenge, but I think one of the nice things that you often hear academics talk about the sort of timelessness of Shakespeare and the fact that he wrote in poetry and iambic pentameter. It means that, you know, often you get to play around with the meanings of words. And weirdly, Much Ado About Nothing grafts itself well onto sort of a 90s, like sort of a relationship sitcom or something along those lines. It weirdly fits.
Interesting, right. Even though it's, what is it, 500 years old?
Right.
Or whatever it is, right?
A few centuries.
Yeah.
Well, then we've overlaid some mafia touches to it, so there's a little bit of the Sopranos.
As
to
you
it.
Do, yeah,
yeah. Well, we got to have a power structure
yes.
that kind of justifies, you know, having an army and these sorts of things in the 90s. So that's been kind of fun playing with the different accents that go along with the Sopranos. They actually really work well with Shakespeare. We were surprised.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
true.
Interesting. So, Chris, what's your part in this production?
So, if you've seen the Kenneth Branagh version, I'm the Michael Keaton character. The character's
your
Dog
Batman.
Mary.
You're Batman. No,
yeah,
that's a different
no, actually,
show.
I do wear, no, I
I'm
don't
sorry.
Wear a cape. No, he's Michael. It's the guy that he's kind of the night watch captain, kind of a police guy. And he's very effective, but accidentally. And he has no idea what he's saying, which is a lot of fun.
Okay.
A lot of fun. I'm the
You're having fun with it, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Okay. It's a blast. And Stephanie, let me turn to you and ask you about your part in this production. So what are you playing? Who are you playing?
I am Leonata. In the original Shakespeare, it's Leonato, the father of Hero. We switched it to be the mother, and it's been very fun. And it is neat to read it in the context of how it was written as the male role, and then being able to switch it into that female role. It does lend itself to that very well, actually.
Right. You're having fun with it, too. You're enjoying it.
I'm having a blast with it.
Very, very good. A couple of photos of the rehearsal, I think, from a few nights ago, maybe. And as you mentioned, the set, you get to inherit kind of the set from Summer Theater out at Lyons Wilderness Park and do a few little modifications to it. But it seems to work really well for what you all are doing out there. Britt, what would you say? Is it fitting well with what you need?
Well, I think Randy West and I kind of have a similar, almost minimalist approach to things where we hint at a set. And in the last few years, that's kind of worked out for us, where we can kind of inherit some of the elements and then play with it as we need. And the city's been gracious, like we get to paint kind of how we, as long as it's not a crazy color, we get to paint how we need it, and which is what we've done. And Into the Woods, I think, is what we were directly after.
Right.
And there was enough like foliage and vine work and everything that would fit on a kind of a New Jersey mob boss's palatial estate.
There you go. Makes it work, right?
But it is mostly sand. Right. So like we can't change that. So that's what we were expecting.
My house is on the beach.
Right. Jersey Shore.
It's a coastal state, so that works, right?
Yeah.
It definitely works. And so a couple of the scenes here, and how big a cast do you have?
We are at 15 people, I believe.
Okay. Is that pretty manageable for this type of production?
Well, it had to be.
Maybe a loaded question, I'm sorry.
It's both manageable in terms of, I mean, I gotta say right now, this is a very high character cast. I mean, there was no drama, knock on wood, that stays the case, but everyone got along. I mean, half of them are related, so that helps. But it didn't feel like a huge cast. It's very intimate, but in terms of numbers, it definitely felt it like it, so we're having to manage all of that. But in terms of people, it was like just the individuals. It was very, it felt close, if
right.
that makes sense.
People seem to be managing themselves, but having like, a mom on set does kind of help with that. But it's been kind of, I don't know, it's been kind of easy.
I think so, yeah. I agree with that.
Okay, good to know. For the actors, I want to ask you about doing Shakespeare. There's not a lot that you can maybe kind of ad-lib when it comes to Shakespeare. I think folks kind of recognize that. I mean, can you kind of go around that a little bit?
You can. So you can ad-lib within the lines, but like, there's certain times where, as we got on the big stage, I've had to kind of work with some other people to say, let's walk over here. And so, like, my character is using more of a kind of a New England accent. And so before I start delivering my regular lines, I'll, like, say, hey, we're going to stand here. And so you can improvise in that way, but, like, weaving it into the text is nearly impossible.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And Stephanie, what about for you? In your lines, right? Yeah. I mean, Shakespeare is Shakespeare, right?
Shakespeare is Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Well, you've had to reinterpret entire speeches because of the change in gender.
Yeah. Changing it to the mother instead of the father, and how she would react. And I get very emotional. I get very mad, which I love to do.
So you can change some of that stuff, but not everything.
But
I
it's
guess,
still
I would say.
You still have to stick to the language of it. And it's just how do you portray it? Kind of changes what the meaning is,
right?
Or the understanding, because a lot of people don't understand what Shakespeare is saying, and so you convey it in your emotions, your facial expressions, your gestures, and that speaks a lot.
All those things.
Yeah.
Right. You bet. Well, let's tell folks how they can go see the show. It opens tomorrow.
Yes.
That's right.
Tomorrow. At Lyons Wilderness Park Amphitheater. I don't know why I sound surprised.
Right.
You guys are.
It's now.
Right. 7 o'clock out at Lyons Wilderness Park Amphitheater. And it's so it's the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at 7 p.m. Then again next weekend, the 8th and 9th at 7 p.m.
Right. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. And the Sunday showing is also at 7. Normally on Sundays we do an afternoon, but since we've got Labor Day, we're going to bring everybody in later. And then next week it's just Friday and Saturday.
Got it. And tickets are available online. You have a Square site, I know, for TEA. There's also a QR code on the screen right now, but I imagine if you point your phone at your computer or whatever you're watching this on, you can go to the ticket site.
And if you're just listening, if you go on Facebook, if you're into that kind of thing, just search Theater Ensemble Arts on Facebook. We have links to everything there, because you can Google Theater Ensemble Arts Square site. You can find us that way, but finding us on Facebook is the best way.
Yes, easiest. That's true. Very true. $12 for adults, and seniors and students, $10.
Correct.
And there you go. Yeah. And you can check it out and enjoy the show.
Yes.
Wonderful.
That's our hope. Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you all for coming in. Best of luck.
You.
Break all the legs and all the things that we say, right? For a successful production and being outdoors. There's nothing like Shakespeare outdoors in the summer. I think it's one of those things.
It's what it was written for.
It's very funny. It's a very entertaining show.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. Great to see you all, and good luck with things.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Appreciate it. My guest this morning from Theater Ensemble Arts, it is Much Ado About Nothing, Lyons Wilderness Park Amphitheater in Farmington. My guest this morning on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.